As Hollywood deals go, it's a blockbuster, but it could also mean the movie-making business is about to shrink. Disney is buying the 21st Century Fox studio in its third major acquisition in the past few years. It means Disney now has even more control over what's on offer at the cinema and leaves Rupert Murdoch to focus on the news business that launched his media empire. Angus Randall reports.
Rupert Murdoch calls the deal a homecoming.
I think this is returning to our roots, which is news and sports, which we... And it's the changing way people watch television these days.
And an acknowledgement the film and TV business has become a lot more crowded in recent years.
In fact, you've got huge companies going into this area now, like Amazon, Facebook, Apple, all spending, and Netflix, of course, spending fortunes on making scripted programs. Putting up the cost enormously.
The $68 billion deal means Disney now owns some of the most successful film franchises in history. It's gained control of the X-Men superhero universe, which has earned more than $2 billion since 2000. It also owns the rights to Avatar, which remains the highest-grossing film of all time and has four sequels on the way. Even The Simpsons will be under Disney's command. Disney chairman Bob Iger is advertising it as a win for viewers.
Well, we're making it because this gives us the ability to marry the great content of Fox with the great content of Disney. It gives us a much larger international footprint, and it enables us to use cutting-edge technology to reach consumers in far more compelling ways.
In return, Fox shareholders will end up owning about a quarter of Disney. The Murdochs themselves will own about 4% of the massive company. Peter Cox is a media economist for Cox Media.
I think Fox gets the deal of the century as this dynasty that is Murdoch is facing huge competition in the future. And its own position in that is highly questionable. Rupert's been able to get this great deal where Disney will come in, buy it, pay some $68 billion Australian, pick up another $15 billion in debt.
The deal should close by the middle of 2019. Peter Cox doubts another company will swoop in to outbid Disney before it's finalised.
These are enormous deals, so they will take a long time to do all the fine print. You know, there could be an offer for both or either of those companies from a competitor in that time. We know that Comcast, for example, have been running, looking at Murdoch's interests, right? But you know what? These prices are so high, I would be surprised if somebody was prepared to come in with a greater amount of money.
And for viewers, they may need to buy multiple streaming services once Fox content starts to leave Netflix for its Disney-owned rival, Hulu.
Netflix loses a studio, of course, out of their collection because, you know, they'll have two very big studios in Fox and Disney that will be able to put their product onto Hulu. Hulu hasn't been the success as a streaming service that Netflix has been around the world. I'm not too sure whether they can actually make a dent in Netflix now, but you may need to, if you want a product from both, have to buy both of those sort of streaming services.
Media analyst Peter Cox ending that report by Angus Randall.